Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to your vision, goals, and dreams? Well, you know, I want us to go on a journey of discovery together and really dig into and evaluate this very question. I appreciate the fact that you have tuned in to Motivational Mondays today, and I'm excited to share on this very topic as we dig into today's subject.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I love Mondays. You know, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and boy, do we have a great focus that we're going to zone in on today. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, we want you to know that archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. I trust that you have had an amazing Thanksgiving weekend holiday celebration. On last week, in honor of approaching Thanksgiving, we actually evaluated attitude and a grateful heart. It was very powerful, and I want to remind you that our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. So feel free to tap back into our on-demand library. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going on today's show and during our broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, and we will then open up the lines for your audience participation, assuming time permits, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This, of course, lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. If you don't already have your pens and notepads, laptops, desktops, iPads, your tablets, your phone with your notes, your smart device, you want to grab it so you're prepared to capture the richness of the jewels and gems that will be shared. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, email, go old school, send a pigeon, a carrier pigeon, do something. Bottom line, we want to thank you. We thank you because we want you to know we cannot do our efforts that we do weekly without you. And so bottom line, we're saying do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share and to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, in our Shape Up series, we are exploring the power of dedication. The power of dedication. You know, the reality is that you and I, each of us, we have a specific purpose that we've been created for, a destiny that we're fighting to fulfill. And you know, I love it when life speaks around me. And this weekend, I saw a truly provokingly powerful and without question, really inspiring movie over the weekend based on the true story of Venus and Serena Williams. I'm sure you recognize the name Venus and Serena Williams because, of course, Venus and Serena Williams are American professional tennis players, champions, as one would say, in their own right at different levels. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But the movie that I'm referring to was King Richard, and this movie was primarily focused on Venus and Serena Williams' dad and who he was and the journey that they went on as a family. And it really highlighted his efforts around what he believed to be true. And there's so many powerful nuggets and gems to take away from this really powerful work. And, you know, as I was looking at this movie, there was so much that I was taking away. I mean, it truly evoked such great emotions in me, and it challenged me, it provoked me to say, hey, are you doing all that you can do, that you know to do? Are you truly dedicated to fulfilling your destiny, Coach Adams? And so this story was so truly a story of, if I had to capsulize it, and this is just the Coach Adams point of view that I'm sharing with you today here on Motivational Mondays, and then we're going to extract some of the key lessons that I saw represented as I was observing and enjoying and engaged in the story of the movie. But the story for me was truly a story of love. It was a story of faith. It was a story of vision. It was a story of focus. And it was, without question, a story of determination. Not only of the father, Richard Williams, but their mom and their family as a whole. And what I love about the movie is that you hear the name Venus and Serena Williams, and you know, you may know some of their story of what they've accomplished. But to be able to get a greater backdrop of their backstory and insight into this family journey, because again, it was truly a family journey. They had one unified voice as a family, and that's what was so powerful. One unified voice as a family. And Richard Williams was the driver of that. But everyone bought into this journey and him driving what he believed to be true as the father of the family. And today I want to kind of focus in on this aspect of dedication to succeed and this dedication to work your vision, to achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams. Because the thing that I realized when I left this movie, that there is such power in dedication. And I mentioned that for me, the story was not just about the determination, but it was about love, faith, vision, focus, and determination. And one, others may say so much more, and I would agree, and so much more. But those were the areas that really stood out to me as a coach. And, you know, my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boston Movement and Vertically, they have what I believe is just really a great definition for love. And as I mentioned, at the heart of this story was a story of love, but I was seeing it through a different lens, and I was seeing it through the lens of the definition that my mentors have come up with around love, and that is love being this process of contending for another's highest good in every situation until it becomes a manifestation. Contending for another's highest good in every situation until it becomes a manifestation. And so when I tell you that I walked away from this movie and I'm telling you there were some things stirred up in me, it was so provoking for me because the evidence of true love, the evidence of faith, the evidence of vision, the evidence of focus, and the evidence of determination were so powerful. It was so powerfully inspiring for me. You may see it and walk away with something different. And again, the fact that they had this as a unified voice as a family unit, from dad to mom to all five of their children, and all five are successful in their own right, but we have heard the most about Venus and Serena Williams because of what they've accomplished. And so today, as we look at this dedication and we understand what this means around your dedication, my dedication to working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live your dreams, because that is really why I do Motivational Monday. That is why I am at the heart of who I am, why I am a coach, because I want to be used to support you in the fulfillment of the destiny that you have been created for, because we've all been created for a specific destiny. And I think that we would agree, based on what they've accomplished, what you may or may not know about their stats, you would agree that they have fulfilled great success in just what you know of our American, you know, our professional tennis players, Venus and Serena Williams. And so when we look at dedication, I want to kind of look at dedication and how it's defined. And I'm just going to extract a specific area of how it's defined, because this really stands out. And I think that this really speaks to the core aspect of the messaging and what I want to challenge each and every one of you listening in today, that I'm challenging myself as well around on my journey, and that is this wholly being wholly committed to something. I mean completely, fully committed to something. Dedication defined. Wholly committed to something, a personal goal reserved for a specific purpose. So wholly committed to something, personal goal reserved for a specific purpose. And so as we think about this level of dedication that family had and others that have achieved great success, I want to challenge you, as I'm challenging myself, to evaluate as you hear the different nuggets that we'll be sharing around this focus of dedication. And so our two American professional tennis players, Venus and Serena Williams. Well, Venus Williams, a former world number one in both the singles and doubles. Williams is widely regarded as one of the all-time greats of the sport of tennis. One of the all-time greats. Emphasizing all-time greats, because when we get into the meat of some of our nuggets and talk about the power of words, I want you to listen in to some thoughts that I have that lead us back to what she was able to achieve. One of the all-time greats of the sport of tennis, along with her younger sister, Serena Williams. Venus Williams is credited with ushering in a new era of power and athleticism on the women's professional tennis tour. Now, what I love is that Venus set the stage and opened the doors for Serena. And Serena is one that will tell you that because of what her older sister Venus accomplished, she was able to simply walk through the doors because Venus, as this is stated in Wikipedia, is credited with ushering in a new era of power and athleticism on the women's professional tennis tour. Now, obviously, you can go to Wikipedia yourself and read the fullness of their bios. I'm just giving you a quick snapshot highlight so we can understand at some level what the ladies have achieved statistically if you are not aware. As we prepare to dig into some nuggets that I captured around the movie King Richard and the lessons from their father, Richard Williams, and the Williams family on this collective journey together, committed and dedicated to this vision of what they've achieved and accomplished. So when we look at who is Serena Williams, Serena Williams has won 23 Grand Slam singles titles, the most by any player in the Open era, and the second most of all time behind Margaret Court. And I knew that Margaret Court was powerful. I didn't realize the magnitude until I did my research on Venus and Serena statistics to gather that. And that really touched me because, interestingly enough, for those of you who are regular listeners to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, you know that I am the global master trainer for Al and Hattie Hollingsworth's Box the Movement and Vertical Leap. And I mentioned that because I've had some amazing travel opportunities with my mentors and spiritual parents, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. And one of the travels that I've been fortunate to have is that I have gone to Australia. And interestingly enough, we were hosted by Margaret Court, the very Margaret Court that we're talking about that Serena Williams is the second most of all time behind Margaret Court, who is a well-known pastor in Australia. And just a dynamic individual for the kingdom of God and the power of God and all of that in the ministry work that she does in her native home of Australia. And so that really touched my heart because I've had the opportunity to meet and to fellowship with Margaret Court. And so this really was touching for me to see that Serena Williams is the second most of all times to Margaret Court. And so as we look at the lessons to be gleaned from this story of King Richard and Richard Williams and the Williams family, the one thing that stood out so clear, and I challenge you to step back and process each of these areas that we're going to look at and highlight today. I want you to really determine, where am I in my processes? Where am I on my journey around each of these areas that will be named that I have gleaned from the movie that I saw over the weekend, King Richard? Number one, there was a clear vision, a clear vision anchored in a well-thought-out plan. Now, this was interesting for me to learn that Richard Williams had a 78-page plan, before Venus and Serena were even born, outlining what they would accomplish. He had a clear vision anchored in a plan that was detailed, that was outlined and well written. 78 pages was his plan. And, you know, I think about a plan is so key because it becomes our blueprint. And in my various lessons that I, masterminds and master classes and subjects and, you know, talks and whatever I may do, always comes back to the significance of having a clear vision, being able to envision. You know, we're in our Shape Up series, and the acronym SHAPE, S-H-A-P-E, the E is for envision. You have to be able to see it on the inside. And when I tell you, when I heard and saw this revealed in the movie, that Richard Williams had a 78-page plan before Venus and Serena were even born. Wow, that spoke volumes to me because he truly knew what he desired for his daughters that weren't even yet born. You know, I've since heard an interview that he did some time ago because I think it was in 2014, somewhere in there, he released a book. And so he was being interviewed around this book. And the interviewer, like me, was like, wow, you know, 78-page plan before they were even born. He said he had gotten introduced to tennis. And when he found that the individual made whatever it was that they made, he thought, wow, I want that for my girls. And it's interesting because that's what unearthed and opened up that realm for them. And they, of course, Venus and Serena, grew in the passion of it, the sport. They acquired that through the journey that they were on. But it started with everything, absolutely everything started with there being a clear vision anchored in a plan. And in this case, Richard Williams created a 78-page plan. And I, you know, I don't know Richard Williams. I don't know Venus and Serena Williams. But what I did learn is that, no question about it, the plan that was outlined, it came into fruition. And I'm sure some of it to an even greater degree. And so have a clear vision that is anchored in a plan, a well thought out plan, because the plan is our blueprint on how will we actually accomplish what we desire. What does that look like? And I'm often speaking about the importance of that blueprint. And so being able to extract this particular area from their story was so powerful because principles are universal. They don't apply to one and not the other. One doesn't get the results and not the other. Principles are not a respecter of person. If you work it, it will work for you. Maybe not in the time that you think, but nevertheless, if you continue the journey, principles are universal. And so you have to work them. So if where you are today listening in, you don't have a clear vision anchored in a plan that's well thought out, that's where you need to start. Maybe as we're preparing to close out this year of 2021, preparing to go into this new year of 2022, think about it. Today is obviously the 29th of November. We are winding down November going into December. We literally have one more day left in November after today and 31 days left in this in December, which gives us 32 days left for the year. So what a good way to close out your year and to start your year is to reevaluate your vision and make sure that it's anchored in a plan that is solid, have a clear blueprint. But not only should I have a clear vision, not only was that one of the lessons that I gleaned and just really stood out for me and took away, that's anchored in a plan. But in addition to that, you must maintain an unrelentless commitment to the vision, to your vision. Remember I said that there were a number of different aspects that really stood out as a part of this beautiful story and this journey of this family. And that was love that we spoke about, this love that truly I could see the contending for another's highest good in every situation until it became a manifestation. Everything that Richard Williams and their family did collectively was all about the achievement of this big picture, and that was what was achieved. But it took everyone, the love, the faith in each other, faith in the vision, faith in God, faith on so many different levels. The love, the faith, as I mentioned, the vision. We just spoke about the significance of having a clear vision anchored in a plan and the focus and determination. And so when I look at this maintaining an unrelentless commitment to your vision, well, you can't be relentless if you're not clear on the vision. See, this is what I love. And I'm only going to share with you what's out there in the trailer, not the fullness. I won't give you any spoilers of the movie, but just what's out there as it relates to the actual trailer of the movie. Because when we're talking about and looking at maintaining an unrelentless commitment to the vision, you see them practicing in the rain. It's clear that they are dealing with adverse conditions. In addition, you know, raggedy courts that they're playing on because they live in Compton. They're in Compton. They're in a highly gang populated area with so much that they're overcoming. They had to maintain this unrelentlessness. And this is what I love about the interview that I heard from Richard Williams himself many years ago before the movie. And this speaks to my foundation and my navigation system for my life, which is God's word. Because God's word states, train up a child in the direction that they will go. When they are old, they will not depart from it. And so what I love is that Richard spoke about, I was speaking words and life and training them up, in essence is what he was saying, because he recognized the significance of that. So we spoke about the importance of having a clear vision that is anchored in a well thought out plan, the importance of maintaining an unrelentless commitment to what? To the vision. Are you committed to your vision? Or are you fair weathered with your vision? I know as it relates to certain areas in my life, I can say, yes, I'm all in. I'm right there. But other areas, like my weight that goes up and down, I have not had that unrelentless commitment. The foodie gets the best of me at times. And you can tell when the foodie is more in control than the other aspect and other side of me. So it's evident that there's not a relentless commitment in that area to the vision. Because fair weather, I shared a story. I don't know if I shared it here on Motivational Mondays, but in a mastermind group, and I was sharing a story that I was working out with a friend of mine, and both of us are foodies, and we got together to do our workout, and the next thing we know, we're in the car heading to one of our favorite breakfast spots, and we ended up having breakfast and working out the fork and not doing a workout. We didn't have that at the time, that unrelentless commitment. We didn't persevere through the adversity that was needed, like the Williams family practicing in the rain, on the court in the rain, dealing with the adverse conditions, dealing with raggedy courts, dealing with the gang populations hanging out at the parks where they were, the gang battles that were going on, just all of they needed to and had to overcome. But our next that I want us to evaluate, and this speaks to other areas that interlock, is speaking words of life. I spoke about that we are to train up a child in the direction that they will go. When they are old, they will not depart from it. So you see, what I love about this story is that Venus and Serena Williams, they were being trained up to be champions. I remember one particular scene, Richard Williams spoke to Venus and said, "You're a champion." And everybody knows that she had not yet gotten that resolve completely because of what had just happened in that scene. So he's speaking life to her life. Why? Because there is great power in words. And so when I reference training up a child, you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, I'm beyond the training up stage. But this is the thing. It's never too late to fight for your vision. It's never too late to make a shift. It's never too late to establish the habits that you need. It's never too late to make a course adjustment. And so this power of words and training up a child in the direction that they will go, I think about how he, Richard Williams, said, and he was speaking it constantly based on the vision, that clear vision that was anchored in the plan. Remember that 78-page vision, that plan that he had created, that I have two great tennis athletes, two great tennis athletes. Remember, Wikipedia spoke about all-time great of the sport of tennis. He was speaking life to the fact that he had, because he understood the significance and the power of the words. What words are you speaking over your life? What words are you speaking to your vision? What words are you speaking around your goals? What words are you speaking as it relates to your dreams? What about the people in your circle? What words are you allowing yourself to take hold of? You know, whenever I speak of the power of words, it's always a shameless plug opportunity for a project that I'm a part of, the Change Book number 14, Insight into Self-Empowerment, where co-authors share life-enhancing realizations that will touch every area of your life, top coaches and individuals. And I am, Coach Adams is one of the individuals, and I truly have a breakout chapter in the Change Book number 14 on the power of words. And so when I'm referencing the power of words, I can see, I know the significance of the power of words. So if you are interested in obtaining your copy of the Change Book Number 14, a personalized autograph copy from Coach Adams directly. You can give our team a call at 310-289-2101. So understanding the power of words, we have to speak words of life. Why? Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And, you know, I could see that so clearly based on this story, the power, the significance of the words that were spoken, the declaration of you are a champion, the declaration of I have the two greatest. Even when others did not believe that, even when others doubted that, Richard Williams spoke life to who his children, his girls, Venus and Serena Williams, would be. And now I want to share this with you. You may need to speak life to your life at whatever stage you are at. Speak the power of words to you. If you need the support in that area, I am offering, of course, a one-on-one coaching, but until tomorrow, for those that join in doing a spin on Cyber Monday, actually, you can qualify to receive a complimentary month of coaching when you join in a coaching partnership with any of my coaching programs. So I put that in the atmosphere because maybe it's that you don't have the right coach on your team. And that was so powerful in that Richard and his wife at different stages were the initial coaches, but then they sought out the next level of coaches that would be able to take the girls to the next level, Venus and Serena Williams, and they have had that success. You know, one of the things that I appreciated that he shared, he said, and this is a quote, a direct quote from Richard Williams, that the most dangerous creature on this whole earth is a woman who knows how to think. Now, I thought that was so profound, and I'm not taking anything away from my men, our men that are in the room this evening. I'm sharing a direct quote from this man specifically because that's his point of view. That's his truth. And I thought it was so powerful because I think that it relates to anyone, that anyone is dangerous, is a dangerous creature when they know who they are and they are able to process and think through. They know how to think. Thinking is so powerful, this state of consciousness, and that's why that stood out for me. Because many of us, we're navigating on our journey. We are unconscious on our journey. We're not thinking. We're not processing. We're not, you know, trying to figure things out. We're just kind of moving about unconsciously. And that's why I thought that that was so powerful. Now, last week on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we spoke about the power of attitude and specifically a grateful heart. But what I love is that that was another principle that stood out for me. Have an attitude that is, in this case, an attitude that's unstoppable. Despite the circumstances, despite the adversity, despite the stuff. And again, I don't want to take anything away from the movie. I encourage you, if you haven't seen it already, to go out and see King Richard based on the true story of Richard Williams, the father of Venus and Serena Williams, American, professional tennis stars, athletes, players, champions, however you want to phrase it. And so have it on. Unstoppable attitude, an attitude that your mindset, and we've often talked about here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams because, as I stated, principles are universal. We've often talked about the significance of your mindset. See, your mindset is how you will move about based on your belief system and what has been deposited on the inside of you. Because your mindset could say, I can't do it. You know, I often reference Muggsy Bogues as a basketball NBA star from many years ago that I heard an interview with him. And, you know, his height, he was short for the NBA. And someone asked him, what made you think you could? And he said, no one ever told me I couldn't. And I saw that parallel in the story of Venus and Serena Williams, that because it was constantly spoken that they could, they had that unstoppable mindset. Their attitude was that of unstoppable. That was their mindset, that, no, I'm going to do this. Because it had been spoken, the power of words. It had been spoken constantly, training up a child in the direction that they will go. When they're old, they will not depart from it. You know, that's one of the reasons why I so love and appreciate my work with my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, again, of Boston Movement and Vertical Leap, serving as their global master trainer, because we are training up a child. We are training young people through BOSS, ages 6.5 to 11.5, training them in this unstoppable attitude and mindset, this God confidence that really you can do anything that you set your mind to. You can do and be whatever you desire to be. Maybe you are listening in and you have a young person that you want to get plugged into a youth leadership training that would support in developing this mindset in them. If you would like additional information and opportunities for learning more around Boston Movement, you can visit bossthemovement.com, but you can also give my team a call and we'll make the connections that you need at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. You know, I really want you to understand that having the right people on your team is so key. The other things that I've extracted, and there were a couple of other things, but there were so many lessons, but a couple of other points that I want to share with you, is when it relates to the power of words, not only do you have to speak the right words to yourself and receive the right words, I should say, receiving the right words and you speaking the right words, it comes from your circle. Who do you have rallying around you? You see, the family unit was so strong because Richard Williams knew that I have to guard and create the right environment that's circling the wagons around this vision, that we can't allow there to be these outside forces, and that's why they became so powerfully strong as a family, one of the reasons why, and all buying into and supporting the vision. Because if you don't have the right people around you, that can be detrimental to your ability to work your vision, to achieving your goals and living your dreams, because you don't have the right people around you. In addition, you cannot give into fear. I can only imagine at the time in which Venus and Serena came up and all of what they were breaking barriers on, that there could have been fear to go into these different areas that they had never gone into, you know, these different arenas and so on and so forth. But there was no giving into the fear. We all deal with fear. Now, I don't want to give us the impression that we don't. We all deal with fear. At some level, we have to face fear. But this is the thing. We may face fear and deal with fear, but the key is, and this is what I love, that we're not giving in to fear. We're not giving into it, but rather you are learning how to redefine that energy, using it so that it allows you to, it becomes fuel, that fuels you forward. It doesn't stop you. It doesn't get you stuck. It doesn't prevent you from moving forward because you're making the decision not to give in to the fear. And another lesson is don't quit. Don't quit. Persist until when, Coach Adams, you may be thinking, until achieve your desire, whatever that is, until your vision comes to life, until you achieve those goals, until you're living out your dreams. Always, absolutely always, believe and never accept the adverse words and the no's and all of that that speaks contrary to where we started on this journey, and that is that clear vision that is anchored in a plan. So what did we talk about today as it relates to this mindset and the power of determination and your being able to evaluate, do I have it? Well, this determination, this dedication is wholly committed. That's something being your personal goals. That's something being a specific purpose, but wholly, completely, totally committed. That with this commitment, you have to have a clear vision anchored in a plan, anchored in a clear blueprint that's outlining how will you move forward in this desire. Maintain an unrelentless commitment to that vision that's anchored in a plan. Speak words of life and receive words of life. With that, having the right people on your team. If you have not taken advantage of the power of coaching and the coaching empowerment that I have available, you are missing the boat. And what a great opportunity as I am offering a complimentary month of coaching. You would qualify for that. Give our team a call to learn more on how I can join in a coaching partnership, receive one-on-one coaching to support you. Get the right people, person, me, on your team as your coach to support you in working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and live out your dreams. You have to be in position. You have to make the right alignment. You have to have the right people circling the wagons around you, speaking life to your life as you are very aware and conscious of the words that are being deposited. In a one-on-one coaching partnership or maybe even a mastermind can support you in a group coaching session that you would grow and develop in the next level of attitude that you need that is unstoppable. And again, that's based on the power of the words that are spoken. The words that are being deposited, the words that are being cultivated, the words that are being developed, and the words that you are growing. And you cannot give in to fear, as we were stating. You cannot give in to fear. Because when we give in to fear, ultimately what happens is we quit, we throw in the towel. We don't persist. We just say, oh, what the use? I give up. But you must. It starts with you. You must always believe in your vision. And if you don't believe in your vision, no one else will believe in your vision. And you must believe in it. You must never accept no around your vision. Will you get no? Absolutely. Did the Williams family get a lot of no's? Absolutely. But they were clear. They had a clear vision that was anchored in a plan, so they continued to work that plan. And that's what we're talking about, working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Woo! It is amazing how quickly time flies. It always blows me away when there's such a great richness for me to share with you. And so, again, I want to remind you as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, that the coaching offer that I'm offering, and this is just so powerful because I have a campaign, Impact 100, where I am committed to assisting 100 people on their personal and professional growth journey to achieve greater success, greater results through the powerful gift of empowerment and the tools that I have available. As I mentioned, and I want to make sure it's clear, for new and returning clients, you qualify for 1 month free, one complimentary month of coaching. If you join in partnership by tomorrow, this offer expires November the 30th. So you literally have, you know, until tomorrow to make the arrangements and solidify what is needful. And this is on all of my coaching programs. I want to support you on your journey to win, and I'm here for you. So I encourage you to set yourself on a winning course. Set yourself on a course that's going to give you the support that you need. Maybe you think, I don't know if one-on-one coaching is the right fit for me in this season, Coach Adams. Well, inquire about my next mastermind starting. That puts you in a group coaching environment around a specific curriculum subject, and that may be what you need. Or my winner's circle. My winner's circle, you can receive coaching support for one full year. One full year for a nominal fee, and we meet a couple of times a month, and there's certain aspects that you get truly because benefits has its benefits. So ultimately, don't lose focus on your goals and ask yourself the question, what am I willing to do differently to achieve greater results? Do I have the dedication that's needed? And a part of that is having the right people on your team. Circling the wagons around you is so key. So I encourage you, because now is truly the perfect time for a winning partnership, and the support that you receive in a one-on-one coaching partnership, in a group setting, a mastermind, so that you can press through those obstacles and hurdles that you're fighting to get through so that you can achieve your dreams. And I want to be on your team and support you. So give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. As we close out today, I want to share with you that if you're not already aware, we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. All are welcome. So if you're not already a part of the group, just simply ask to be a part of the group, and you are welcome. And as we close out this time of sharing together, I want you to set your timer, set an alarm so that you can join us every week to jumpstart your week motivated and empowered through the inspiration and the tools that are shared with you here on Motivational Mondays every Monday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that's all that I have for you today. I thank you so much for tuning into Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams. Truly, I want to remind you always that I coach and you win. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll hear you and see you on next week.